Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Jason Cunney. You are listening to the TalkSport Daily podcast. Mr. Goldstein is back next week. Boom. So you've got the other half of the energetic sports bar duo. On today's show, you'll be hearing from Ray Parlour telling his old club Arsenal what they must do right now, this very second. There's also the fallout from the Europa League, where you guys called into the sports bar, myself and Mickey Gray, and Jim White tells us who his Premier League player of the decade is. But we start with Ray Parlour on Brekkie with Big Al telling Arsenal who should replace Unai Emery. Ian Holloway was alongside them.
I think Freddie, sorry mate,
you're a great player, but you're
long
crap
as he's
manager.
Part of the long as he's part of the setup. That's what Arsenal got to do. Say, right, we want Ancelotti, but Freddie's got to be part of the coaching staff. That's what he's got to do.
We got this slight problem. If you look at Chelsea and the situation they were in, got a ban and everything, and they put in a legend, club legend, but he had one really important year of having a go at Derby, and I think he did so well, Frank, it wasn't a risk, whereas Freddie hasn't had that.
No.
And a club like Arsenal, in the state they're in at the minute, I've got to be honest, it looks the worst team without the ball that I've ever seen.
Mm.
Going forward, they're not that bad. Obviously, they've got some really good players, but without the ball... Mm. As a front six, they're
organisation. Yeah,
I think it's hopeless. Mm. So they need someone of that ilk, in my opinion, to actually step straight in and go bang, bang, bang.
Three days ago, Al is a Napoli manager. Just got a 4-0 win. He's been sacked. So yeah, he wasn't on the market, but now he's on the market. You've got to really think about okay, his experience. He knows the Premier League. He's worked in the Premier League. So go for it.
Yeah,
and he would love that job. No, surely Ancelotti.
Yeah.
Back in London.
Oh yeah.
You know, Arsenal.
Don't kid yourself. Big club, so many managers would run over the back of sharks to get that job. That's what they would do.
Run over the back of sharks.
Yeah, you imagine there's sharks and they're straight
over. I have never heard that saying ever.
No, I just made it up.
I'd run over the back of sharks to get that job.
Exactly, yeah. What? You don't want to just say the same stuff, mate. What I'm saying, in football terms, that is a massive job.
I would walk over broken glass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Run over the back of sharks.
Hot coals?
I don't think so.
That's the sports mob with me, the duck lover, not the duck lover, and former Sunderland left-back Mickey Gray taking your Europa League calls. Let's go and speak to Tay, who's a Manchester United fan. Good evening, Tay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tay.
Good evening. How are you?
All right, Tay.
Good,
mate. Not bad. Were you at the game, Tay?
I was at the game, yeah, just driving home.
Right, okay. What do you make of it?
I was with my mate, and I sat at halftime, and I was gutted because I thought we played so well against City and so well against Spurs, and then all of a sudden I felt like I could have gone to sleep in the first half. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 10, 12 minutes of just magic. And I feel like that kind of depicts Ollie's reign at the moment. We play so well against some of the big teams, and then all of a sudden we just look so flat against some of the smaller teams, or quote smaller teams. And I think that's the frustrating part, because I believe in Ollie. I really do. And I think he can do some wonderful things for us. But
what's wonderful things, Tay?
What are wonderful things? For me, one of the wonderful things are bringing us back to a place where, you know, Old Trafford is rocking and we're winning trophies. Simple as that.
So Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to win you trophies?
I believe that, and I believe in the process, but I don't believe it's going to happen straight away. I really don't. And I think it's going to be a long, difficult road to that, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. But he's trying to. He's blown up the squad, right? He said, "Look, I'm going to start from scratch." I can respect that, but the only way it's going to if we don't let him actually have the process and live and die by his sword, then we've got nothing to live. We've got nothing to go by. If we keep chopping and changing, and not letting somebody actually have a proper go at revitalizing the squad. I believe United should be winning all the time, but at the same time, we have to admit that we've fallen. We've fallen a long way off. And for us to get back to where we want to be, we have to give a manager the proper time and the proper. If he wants to go ahead and say, "I'm going to build this from the beginning. I'm going to go and bring in youth and try and do this the way that you know Sir Alex did it." Good for him. But we have to at least let him have the chance and let him have the opportunity. What happens now when teams come to Old Trafford? Or we go somewhere, and they want to put 10, 11 players behind the ball, and we can't break them down, and we just rely solely on the counter-attack. Mm. So that's where I struggle. I wonder what his answer is to that. Because if he can find an answer to that, we're already playing great against the big teams. We just need to figure out how to beat the, quote, smaller teams.
Now to drive with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff. Here they are talking Pogba.
Yeah, I'd just like to say 2 points, really. First of all, I came on here last week and said I'd rather have Right Said Fred than Fred in midfield. I'd take that back because the last two games is the best I've seen him play in a United shirt. So I'll put my hands up a little bit. I was wrong.
Well, he did have Fred. A couple of hits. Right Said Fred did have a couple of big hits, mate. So he's allowed a couple of good games.
Exactly, but I'll come on there and say that I'll take it back now. He'll probably play awful at the weekend now. So. But anyway, on Pogba, I've always said right from the word go that he should play in the middle of a front three behind the striker. So like Rashford on the left, James on the right, and Pogba at the top, because he's not a holding midfielder. He's more out of him if he plays at the top of that diamond.
Yeah.
And then we've got McTominay and Fred at the back. And if we're short on numbers, he can drop back, but there isn't many players out there that can find a pass like that on a turn of sixpence, bang.
Listen, people can't say that he's got no quality, Paul Pogba. They just cannot say that. He's clearly been at the top level too long. But it, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked in the 3.5 years consistently enough.
It's the results,
United.
Though. It's because of the results. And
but
that's
he's
a
part
team.
Of that.
Yeah, exactly. He's part of it, and this team is the main man because what they paid for him, and they were almost building the team around him and job, whatever it goes with it. So he's the one who takes the responsibility. Other than the manager, everybody just immediately looks, well, he's our most expensive player, it's his fault.
But that's because we assume he's good enough, okay? So when they look at Lingard and say, well, he's just not good enough for Man United when things are going wrong, people will jump to that conclusion. But with Pogba, they'll think, hang on a minute, this is a really top player, so he should be good enough. This is Johnny the Red, who says Fred has had more good games this season than Pogba in 3.5 years. Raphael says, you're talking rubbish. You've compared Lingard and Fred to Paul Pogba. Listen, what we're doing is Paul Pogba, the manager has said he's got a big part to play. Okay, so where is that big part in the team going to be? Is it going to be in Fred's position? Is it going to be in place of him? Well, you wouldn't drop Fred at the moment, would you? Lingard, is it going to be in place of him? Probably more likely. That's the question we're asking. And never mind comparing them. I mean, it's about who gets into the team. It's about whether Paul Pogba deserves to walk straight back into the Man United team when he's fit again, isn't it? It doesn't matter that he's a World Cup winner 18 months ago. What matters is now Man United having good results. Do they change that winning team for Pogba?
We can cross over now to H&J, Hawksby and Jacobs. You can hear the two radio legends weekdays on TalkSport from 1 until 4pm every single day. Here are some of the best bits of their show.
Slogger says, once shared a taxi from Birmingham to Leeds after a Christmas party with Jeff Horsfield, the former striker, of course. Yeah. He was all elbows in the back of the cab.
No,
what do you think was marking him from a corner? I've no idea how much it cost. He paid for it, which was very good of him, I'm sure.
So I sit next to a football. Oh, no, that's right. I went to football with Jason. Jason's all elbows at football.
Is it? Because I suppose they're every move, isn't it?
Every
they're
move.
Kind of,
like,
just,
yeah.
If he's in the war, or he's, he's giving you a little dig, was he?
It's exciting, yeah. Now, Peter Snakebite Wright.
Oh, yeah.
We, of course, part of the big darts tournament starting tomorrow.
Of course, the World Championships.
We're all looking forward to that. Do a bit on it tomorrow. But Peter's unveiled a new hairstyle, which is amazing. His wife does all these.
Yeah.
This is a snowman. It's a blue, sky blue, sort of basically, and white affair and with his mohawk, you know. Mm. And but he's been talking. He says it doesn't really echo the bloke he is. He said,
"It's not."
He said, "I'm really quite shy," and of course that's what we felt. We met him.
We met him a while back, and he came into the studio, and he's a really quiet bloke. Is he? You think you look at the shirt, you think he's going to be,
and the hair, you think
absolutely
he's be,
larger than life.
Amazing. Yeah, incredible.
And that's not what we got, was it? Somebody's being picky. I mentioned there's a Gillingham in Dorset, apparently. Oh, yeah. Mm. And someone will almost certainly be sending in a clip of the week that will get played is Anne Grenade.
Anne Grenade.
Somebody called Miss Anne Grenade.
It's crazy.
Good name, isn't it? She said, sorry to be picky, but the Gillingham in Dorset is, the G is pronounced like G in girl, so it's Gillingham.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Thank you, Anne.
Yes,
for that,
right,
keep the pin in, won't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was the 205 and the 235 at Taunton with the Dave Griddle Travel Novices.
Dave Griddle?
Dave Criddle, I think it is.
Griddle or Criddle?
I can't see.
Oh, okay.
It's Criddle or Griddle.
Okay. I prefer Griddle too. Yeah.
Now, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I quite like an urban myth being busted, and I didn't really know this, but you may, when you walk around the streets of London, I'm expecting other cities in the UK too, parakeets.
Yeah, we've got them around our way. Yeah.
Force the other birds out.
Yeah.
And the urban myth was that Jimi Hendrix was blamed for the spread of parakeets in London.
Who put that out there?
Jimi Hendrix. Well, I don't want to say the first line, it's a bit much, but he said it may have brought rock and roll to London, but according to a new study, he can no longer take credit for its booming parakeet population. Various legends have sprung up to explain the city's ring-necked parakeets, a species native to South Asia. One holds that Hendrix, gloriously stoned and of the opinion that his lime green parrot should be allowed to kiss the sky, released a pair named Adam and Eve on Carnaby Street in 1968. The story implies they went forth and multiplied. Anyway, scientists have disproved this thing.
Yeah, well, I'd never heard that. That's a new one on me. Jimi Hendrix parakeets had kicked it all off.
I haven't heard of that one either at all.
What a corker.
Back to Brecky now, and here's Ian Holloway in as a guest with Big Al and Ray Parlour. And here they are going through club's records after they sacked Ollie. Oh, that's harsh.
How's your recollection when you left clubs? Did they do well the week after or next game or not?
What you try and do is leave the club in a better situation. Look at you laughing. You're getting sacked in the morning, by the way.
Well, let me tell you.
Look at you.
Let me tell you how well you've done, right?
Come on, Em.
This is harsh. Harsh. This is not my idea, by the way.
Come on. Get out.
So, we start 2001 January. Bristol Rovers sacked. After Ollie was sacked, they didn't win a game for a month. Yeah, happy with that one?
Yeah, they were all crying in their soup.
Happy with that one?
Yeah, no, are you happy with that one?
Well, you're a Bristol Rovers fan.
No, there's some things. No, I'm not happy with that. I want them to win.
Right. So, go to 2006 QPR. You were put on gardening leave. Why gardening leave? What's all that about?
That was Gianni Palladini.
Was it?
A great friend of mine.
Not. Anyway, you were put on gardening leave in February 2006. QPR then went on a 5-game unbeaten run. 2007, Plymouth. You resigned from Plymouth in November 2007, the next game, they beat Sheffield United 1-0. But don't panic yet. Don't panic. Then it was Leicester 2008. After being relegated, Ollie left at the end of 2008. 2012, Blackpool. Ollie jumped ship from Blackpool to Palace. And when you left Palace in 2013, they didn't win a game for a month.
The thing about it is, Ollie, when you first got the job, what was the first result? Can you remember the first results for Bristol Rovers, for QPR? Because that's what the reaction is when a new manager comes in, Al, and you win the first game.
Well, he hasn't looked at that, has he?
Yeah, he's gone the other way. Yeah.
Excuse me, I just read what's in front of me.
Is that those tubes behind me?
Yes. Al, what is gardener's leave? Would you want to be on gardener's leave?
I might.
Jill said you're good in the garden.
As Ray says, getting off the subject, do you remember your first game in charge? That's a buzz, isn't it? Come on, I need a good start.
Most of them I won, you know, to be honest. And it's not easy. There's always something wrong. The problem I had was when I went to Palace, they were doing really well, and Dougie left. So, you know, it was like, hang on a minute. That was a real difficult one.
Who was the boss, Simon? Simon Jordan, was
no,
he in the bus?
No, it was Steve Parrish.
Oh, yeah. Steve Parrish.
Steve Parrish.
Oh,
right, okay. So all I did, the first game, they made me sit up in the stand. So I watched that. We beat Blackburn Rovers. Then I took charge, so-called, of a game against Ipswich.
Yeah.
And we won 5-0.
What?
We only had 38% of possession. Ipswich passed us off the park, but we beat them 5-0.
Wow.
That was Mick's first game.
Was it?
So, listen, it is... Stats are there, but, you know, I like to think anybody I managed would
improve,
but also say things that I cared about when I tried to work with them. Yeah.
What did you go for most, tactical, or were you more man management?
Both, really, Al. You've got to be on top of both. I loved the way the game was changing, and I tried to develop a way of playing and took that to Blackpool. So
yeah.
I wanted to take that to Palace, but I couldn't do it. They didn't want to play that way. They were more comfortable not having the ball. But, you know, they've been a fantastic success after me. So was Leicester, because the problem at Leicester was we had far too many players. I tried to whittle the squad down. We got relegated. It was an absolute disaster. And in came Nigel Pearson, got him promoted twice, you know. Mm. So it was fantastic, because no matter what you did, they had 33,000 fans every week, Al. You know, yeah.
Would you want to get back into Ollie? Is it the right opportunity?
I miss it so badly sometimes, and I can't really tell you why, Ray.
Yeah.
You know the banter you were talking about? In my life, I've needed that to feel like I'm part of something. And,
yeah.
and when you're the head man, it is so draining sometimes, but it's so exhilarating as well, you know? And all you need is someone to realise that, hang on, I got that right, I did that there, and they've learned something. It's just quite... I can't describe it, but... Mm. I'm so lucky. I'm more than happy with my life at the minute.
Ian Danter has been speaking with Shaqiri at Liverpool's training ground. This is the Swiss international's reflection on how his career has turned around since joining Liverpool from Stoke.
Relegated 1.5 years ago, so with Stoke, and that was also experience for me, who I never used to. So. And then next year, I just win the Champions League with Liverpool. It was just an amazing story, and I'm very delighted to be here. And I think we have a lot of things to achieve, and I'm looking forward to it. And the progress going very good.
To hear the full interview, tune into Game Day exclusive from 11 a.m. this Saturday on TalkSport. Now let's head over to Jim Waite and Natalie Sawyer. And here's Jim, telling us who his Premier League player of the decade is.
Yeah, I'm voting Jamie Vardy, because for me, it's his story that trumps everybody else's. This is a man, Glenn, you have to remember, who came from the very bottom of the football pyramid, Halifax Fleetwood, and he proved himself to be pure Premier League quality. He scores goals, Natalie, in any company. He was a real driving force behind that amazing story when Leicester went on and won the Premier League. Now, in that title-winning season, 2015-16, he broke Ruud van Nistelrooy's record, scoring in 11 consecutive matches. Do you remember that, Glenn? Mm-hmm. And he was voted Premier League Player of the Season, and he scored 24 goals for Leicester when they won that thing. Now, he broke into the England team, and although he wasn't given an abundance of chances, he still in that time notched up 7 goals for England since he came in. He deserves great credit for the way he's handled the international retirement situation, and it shows to me he was right to do what he did, come out of the England international scene, because already he's concentrated on Leicester and he scored 16 in 16 matches for Leicester City this season. And he goes from strength to strength, and he's finishing this decade very, very strongly. So, Glenn Johnson, I put it to you, sir. Jamie Vardy would be my man.
Yeah, I'll back you up in terms of the utmost respect for what he's done, and obviously the leagues that he's come through. You know, there's not many people, if any, have done that. Mm. And then he finally got to the top in the Premier League, and he showed that he could do it there. So, yeah, as a bloke and as a player, I have the utmost respect for him.
I'm Paul Hawksby, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
By the Way is back on the Sports Bar, myself and Mickey Gray. Another chance to hear By the Way is here now, By the Way. So let's kick off with breakfast with Ali McQuist, who interrupts Big Al's time check. This is classic By the Way by McQuisty.
Minutes before 8 o'clock.
By the
morning.
Way,
what?
I mean, just kind of rude at the arrogance of McQuish there, cutting right across him.
A new victim to the By the Way epidemic is TalkSport's Bob Mills, my old mate Bob. Here is his debut with a very high pitched By the Way.
Sort of 10 years. They're a better team. I don't think we've seen the best of them. And by the way, even if they do
By the way,
Bob.
By the way, Bob, well done.
Didn't know it could go that high.
Now, and no nonsense, no messing, Georgie Bingham with a By the Way straight out of the break. Go on, Georgie.
By the Way.
I mean, there you go. No messing. Just get out of the way. She wants to appear on By the Way. Georgie, well done.
That is a sharp one, that. Right, if you're a regular, you may have heard one like this before. Big Al's with a vintage handbrake turn, By the Way.
We'll talk later. Thank you. Dean Ashton now. Now it's 3 days away. By the way, have you seen the loudest voice on Sky Atlantic?
3 days away, by the way. We'll never find out what's 3 days away. We won't. You know what? Quite frankly, we don't care because we've got a By the Way in there. Now, Danny Kelly, with an incredibly, let's be brutally honest, unnecessary By the Way.
I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that Leicester will catch Liverpool, but to disrespect them in the way they've been disrespected. They're now 6 points clear, yeah. By the way.
I mean, you didn't have to say that. They're still going to be 6 points clear. By the Way, didn't have to happen.
Breakfast again with Ali McQuist and Big Al throwing By the Ways at each other back and forth.
Brian Robson, not many about, is he, mate?
No.
I think.
By the way, we're not taking that away from Brighton here, are we?
You know, because by the way, I need to say to you, I saw the highlights of Brighton at Liverpool at Anfield.
Yeah.
And I know Liverpool lost the goalkeeper, but I thought Brighton played really, really well. And yeah, we could have
had
another
look okay,
goal,
didn't they?
By the way, what did Stevie Bruce say?
It's like Big Al's gone, you're not having that, by the way. Yeah. I'm ending this argument.
He's beat me.
Yeah.
He's got two in there. I've got to beat him.
I have to beat you on, by the way. It's like confetti in the breakfast show. Now, let's go to the northeast with the Graham Courtney double, By the Way, goal update. It really is.
Well, he stretched completely unmarked, by the way. He just could not get onto it as well. So that one went wide for a goal kick. If it all stays like this, Newcastle move on to 20 points from 10 games, which is 7 points more than they had at the same stage last season under Rafa Benitez. Southampton, by the way, will climb out of the bottom three as well.
It's everywhere. People are just throwing them in wherever you can throw a By the Way in. They're just throwing them in. It really is.
This
it really is, by the way.
I hope this has got justice, this one. A local milkman, by the way, from Extra Times, Sam Stephen.
Yeah,
most of us don't, do we?
It's a dying industry. We've got a great local milkman, by the way, in the Trowbridge and Wiltshire area. Who's
Joe? That's the most boring, by the way, I've ever heard. That is the. How's that made on it? I mean, can we let's hear that with some snoring. Can we do that with the worst, most boring, by the way? Can we do that? We've got the facilities.
Yeah,
but
most
of us don't, do we?
It's a dying industry. got great local milkman, by the way, in the Trowbridge.
Poor old Sam. You've been listening to the TalkSport Daily Poddy. Please click and subscribe via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Don't forget that tomorrow, Saturday, on TalkSport, it's game day, where you can hear three live Premier League commentaries across the network. The early game is Liverpool versus Watford. Coverage gets underway. That's from 11 a.m. Then, over on TalkSport 2, it's Chelsea versus Bournemouth for the 3 p.m. game. And back over at TalkSport is Southampton versus West Ham. El Sakiko. That is 5:30 kickoff. There'll be another one of these podcasts same time on Monday. Great show today. Another great edition of the Poddy coming up on Monday.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.